Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Today is 11th of November 2019, Monday. I'll recite inshallah from the beginning of Surah Al-Buruj. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Was-samaa'i dhatil buruj wal yawmil maw'ud. وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. Buruj is the orbits of planets and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows really the delicacy and the complexity of this process, the movement of the heavenly bodies and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala organized them, and each one has its own road to walk through among the millions and billions of heavenly bodies. Each one is walking, each one is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the one who is preserving them all. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَزُولَ. So, we are but a very tiny creature in this vast universe. Given our size, we are very insignificant. But yet, we sometimes want to think ourselves being a very significant and try to oppress others and walk one on earth as if we are the greatest of all the other creatures. Allah has given us certain power to test, not to oppress others. And it so happened in the previous nations that a king has persecuted and tortured the believers, Ashab al-Ukhdud. So this story tells about their story, the story of the people of the trench, when the it's a very interesting story. I don't have a scope to tell it with all the details here, but it has been mentioned in very much detail in a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which I recommend that you go and recite it. Just search for any tafsir of Surah Al-Buruj and it's likely that you will find that hadith there. But long story short is that there was this group of believers who have had a faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing some of Allah's sign in mass, they converted into the true religion. And like most of the kings, when they see their subjects converting into a different religion, they think that it's a threatening for them. This is what Fir'aun did, right? That's why Fir'aun was also mentioned. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْجُنُودِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَثَمُودِ, towards the end of this surah. Because the subjects, these are the actual resources. The population are the actual power. These are the people. So they don't want those in the influence and those who have the power, they don't want their subjects to start worshipping Allah alone, leaving worshipping that ruler or that tyrant. So it's a similar pattern that appears and reappears throughout the history. And that's the struggle. In certain cases, the emperor or the ruler do another trick, is that he himself, when he sees that the conversion is going beyond control, he himself converts and try to manipulate the religion of the those who have converted. Let us take the example of Constantine, right? So Constantine, when he saw that the Christianity is beyond controllable, cannot be checked. He was a Roman pagan emperor. So he converted into Christianity. He converted himself into Christianity and then converted the Christianity in a way that suits the Greco-Roman culture and introduced all kind of innovations into the Christianity. So that's another kind of trial then. In our case in Surah Al-Buruj, the trial was that no, the emperor wants those subjects who converted into Islam, and Islam, I'm saying Islam meaning that the true religion at that time, which I think was the true Christianity that they converted to, these people. So he started to dig trenches in the ground and started to test his subjects, and that either you get back, revert or convert back from Christianity to worshipping me, to his whatever his religion was, otherwise I'm gonna throw you into this trench, which was blazed with fire. النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ. So they are witnessing this kind of trial. They were throwing children, women, men, women, old men, old women, young men, young women, who have converted into the religion, and they reached a level of yaqeen and believe that they will never return back. And that's the characteristics of true religion. When it enters into the heart and mind, it becomes a very valuable asset and a force that it's very unlikely that they revert. They endure all kind of persecution and torture, but they don't return because they know that there is a world hereafter. And this is the Fawzul Kabir. Allah has mentioned the Fawzul Kabir here in this surah, meaning that the greatest, Al-Kabir, the greatest victory. So see how the measurement changes. I mean, when one is asked if a capitalist materialistic world if in the capitalistic, materialistic world, if you are asked what is the definition of Al-Fawzul Kabir, what is the definition of the greatest victory, one would say hoarding as much capital as possible, increasing your bank balance, staying in a luxury hotel, owning certain private islands, owning private jets. These are what we understand. But look at the Fawzul Kabir when it comes to Allah's definition. These guys were burned and thrown into the trench, and Allah is saying that this is the Fawzul Kabir. Why? Because indeed that leads to the Fawzul Kabir, which is the eternal pleasure with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is indeed the Fawzul Kabir. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. Because this filthy world, insignificant world, when you compare it with the Buruj, with all those planets and these things, this is very small earth. And now these guys, they have attained much bigger place with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah also used Dhul Arsh al-Majid. Ghafoor al-Wadud Dhul Arsh al-Majid. Allah is the one who is situated on His throne, on His Arsh, which is bigger than everything. If one is asked as a quiz question, what is the biggest of Allah's creation, the greatest of Allah's creation, the answer will be Al-Arsh. That's the Allah's throne. It was mentioned that the ratio of the Kursi to Arsh. Kursi is the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Ibn Abbas has mentioned in the tafsir of Ayatul Kursi, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, is the mawdi' al-qadam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts His leg, the stool to put the leg is the Kursi, in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows. وَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. So that's the Kursi. Kursi's ratio to the Arsh is like a small coin. When you put a small coin in a vast desert, and the ratio of the whole universe to that stool or that Kursi is the ratio of again that coin to the whole to the vast desert. كَحَلَقَةٍ فِي فَلَا. So we are talking about that grandiose scale, and those people, these kings of this earth and the tyrants, they are just tyrant in a small city or a small country or whatever. I mean, it's very insignificant. That's why Allah tries to establish this kind of huge contrast. Buruj, we are talking about Buruj, we are talking about these planetary bodies, and you are talking about Arsh al-Majid, the biggest of Allah's creation, and we are talking about Al-Fawzul Kabir. You see all these synonyms of grandiose words, the grand words, the big words. Buruj is a big word. Kabir, Fawzul Kabir is a big word. Arsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Arsh. And on the other side, we are talking about Fir'aun, who was ruling in Egypt, small tiny bit, if you compare with the earth, with the planet, with the Arsh, very small bit. Ad, who were enjoying a very big giant bodies, people of the Ad, they become very insignificant when you compare with these things. Okay, so this really gives a boost and power to the community of the believers, that don't worry, the believers, they are dealing with Rabbul Arsh, they are dealing with the Rabbul Buruj, they're dealing with these planets and heavens, and their scale is that big. So let them not think about this insignificant world or whatever those tyrants there are doing, and this persecution is just will pass by. If the iman is there, all other things will become insignificant. If one sees the asset that he has, that's his iman and taqwa, all other things becomes insignificant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.